peace, love, and God's justice to you all. Thank you for tuning in to Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. We're broadcasting from Washington, D.C. That's right. Used to be Chocolate City, but it's okay. We're holding on strong. It is what it is, right? Listen, brothers and sisters, Nia2X Radio, the voice of the no problem. Let me try that again. Brothers and sisters, Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people, salute the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the mighty Nation of Islam on their Savior's Day address 2023. It's an annual commemoration held in Chicago, Illinois. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave the main address on Sunday, February 26, titled "The War of Armageddon Has Begun." He guided brothers and sisters, and especially pastors, to have the courage to tell the truth. The minister said, you have to have the faith and the courage to speak the truth. Truth is the most necessary ingredient for our salvation. He said truth is the greatest thing in the universe because everything in his creation is the truth. He said more about the truth, such as, quote, "The Holy Quran and the Bible say that the heavens and the earth are made with truth," unquote. Hear the entire special message at NOI.org, titled "Savior's Day, The War of Armageddon Has Begun." And we want to thank the mighty Nation of Islam, and especially our big brother and friend, indeed, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, for that timely message. And I encourage any and every human being to definitely be reminded by going again to NOI.org and look for Savior's Day, The War of Armageddon Has Begun. It will help us understand a lot of the realities we're facing today and seeing today and scratching our heads today. What is going on? Continue to listen to the minister indeed. Now, we have a very special guest today. She is a returning guest, but she hasn't been here in a long time. She's been busy handling business and doing the work of oral hygiene. She's a dentist. I'm talking about Dr. Laura Muhammad. And we need to hear the update, if you will, or hear information that we are not hearing when it comes to dental hygiene. It is certainly more than having white teeth and a beautiful smile. There is a lot connected to dental hygiene, especially a lack of it. So our guest, Sister Dr. Laura Muhammad, is here. We want to listen because it could save your life. It could save a life of a family member or a friend. Let's listen to the great doctor. Assalamu alaikum, ma'am.
Well, alaikum salam, ma'am. Thank you for having me here with you today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for being here. And thank you for the work you have done over the years in helping us to not only understand, but to apply what you have given us so that we can live healthier and not have death or a serious life-changing disease sneak up on us because we didn't pay attention to the connection of good dental hygiene. Where would you like to start? Good dental hygiene. How does it affect our lives when we have other than good dental hygiene?
Well, I'd like to start where you with what you just mentioned, the connection. Everything is connected in the body. There's no such thing as one part functions, another part functions separately from everything works in unison with everything else in the body. So anything that happens in the mouth, since the mouth is, thank God, connected to the rest of the body, affects every aspect of the function of every other part of the body. And since you mentioned it, I'll start at the top. The conditions that we find in our...
Sister, I'm not hearing you. I think we lost you, Dr. Muhammad. We're not hearing you. At least I'm not hearing you on this phone. Yes, Dr. Muhammad, I am not hearing you at this time.
Yes, ma'am. I was just hearing.
Okay. Now we hear you. Just start from the top so we don't miss anything, if you don't mind.
Okay, I apologize for that.
No problem.
Well, I did want to indicate that when you start with you, where you left off, when you said that everything is connected, and you are absolutely right, everything in our system and our body is connected. There's nothing that our dental hygiene and our dental care will not manifest in other kinds of problems in our system. And what I did want to start off with is when you said that dental hygiene is directly connected to mental health, because the organisms in our mouth have been found in other parts of the body, particularly in the brain cells. The brain cells are damaged, unfortunately, and this can lead to dementia. One of the earliest issues of that was connected to a little boy called DeMonte Driver in Maryland. He was a little fellow about 10 years ago who had a long-standing dental issues, dental infections and things like that. His mother definitely had a difficult problem getting him into dental care. She says that she did not have insurance, and even when she had insurance, she had a difficult time getting him in to see a pediatric dentist, a children's dentist, to get care. The long waits caused him not to get the type of treatment that he needed. And unfortunately, little fella ended up in the hospital, and he succumbed to the massive infections in his mouth and his oral area. Now, this can happen to adults as well. It just happens in the form of dementia. Our head, the organisms or disease travels, healthy nutrients travel in our bloodstream. So do the disease. That travels in our bloodstream also. One thing that we can thank God for, that he has blessed us so that when healthy organisms and nutrients travel in our bloodstream, when it goes into our head area, we do not have valves that stop infections from traveling into our brain. Because if that happened, that will cause us to have a stroke. So it's important to have blood traveling through our brain unimpeded. Unfortunately, with the blood, the disease travels as well. And unfortunately, that little boy, disease traveled through his bloodstream into his brain and through the rest of his body. That shut down and caused massive infections through his body.
How old was the child?
He would have been, I think he was about 10 years old then, 10, 11 years old. And he was a little fellow. And unfortunately, his body just was not strong enough to withstand what was there. There was a foundation set up called the DeMonte Driver Foundation, and one of the dental associations in this area, the National Dental Association and the Robert T. Freeman Dental Association, helped to put together a foundation in his name, and also there is a dental truck that provides dental care that moves around the D.C., Maryland, I think in the Virginia area also, that provides dental care. And it was a nice it's a nice program. It's just unfortunate that we had to lose that little boy. And it also was a wake up call for the medical community in Maryland, since he was a Maryland resident, and then also D.C. too, to make sure. In D.C., District of Columbia, dental care is mandatory for children, that there is no one that who needs dental care that will be, they will be blocked from it. They will have access to it. So that's a good thing,
That is a very good thing, as you said. Just tuning in, we're listening to Dr. Laura Muhammad. She has her own practice here in Washington, D.C., and I believe she's been practicing for 20, 25 years, ma'am, or more?
Yes, ma'am, like 30, 35.
I certainly didn't want to be under.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, years ago, I'm just now finding out that these serious diseases are linked to poor hygiene, and I'm talking about coronary heart disease, heart failure, heart arrhythmia, maybe saying that wrong, that's categorized by irregular, too fast or too slow heartbeat, and as you mentioned, stroke. So if we as a people prioritize our oral hygiene, then we can literally avoid many of the areas that we find ourselves in, and it's all in prevention. Is that right, Dr. Mark?
Exactly. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And one thing that really, really shows that occurs is that when I work in a nursing home as well, and I've noticed, well, we have noticed, not just just me, but the physicians in the medical community has noticed or at least paid more attention to improper dental care related to a lot of the health issues that we see. Unfortunately, the habits have to change. We really have to get into the habit, stay in the habit of going to the dentist, have a regular, at least twice a year, just have a basic cleaning. That will be a major, major difference in the overall health. And as we grow and develop, we'll find that we'll feel better just in that way. So we'll have an excellent, excellent outcome and a life expectancy if we do that type of just regular treatment. Because one thing that I have noticed and other doctors have noticed also is that when patients, unfortunately, like you described, there's a connection with health, heart health and dental health, usually a health emergency, a heart emergency, usually causes a person to end up in a hospital setting. And then if it's a stroke, which is really, really disastrous, they end up in rehabilitation hospitals or sometimes in nursing homes. And in those cases, that's when we see the poor dental care, period. You see cavities, gum disease, periodontal disease, things like that that have gone a long-standing problems that have not been addressed in many, many years, sometimes decades, between dental visits. So it's really, really a sad situation that could have been remedied many, many years ago. And usually by the time the patient is in a health emergency, they're usually too sick to get certain types of dental care. Sometimes you have to get your body physically fit and more healthy to receive certain types of dental care, because the weakened state makes it difficult for your body to heal. And when you actually describe the health and stroke conditions, because it is true that the organisms that naturally occur in our mouths do travel to other parts of the body. It's okay, our body can manage when they stay in the mouth, because your saliva has enzymes in it that can kill or maintain these organisms. When these organisms travel to other parts of the body, your heart muscle cannot fight off these organisms. Your pancreas, diabetes, cannot fight off these conditions. Your kidneys, the tissues there are too weak to control these types of organisms. Certain things, your bodies, your different parts of your body, even though it's all connected, are not strong enough to maintain or fight off these organisms. And they actually cause a weakened system, which is what you find in the diabetic person. The condition itself, the sugars, these kind of things weaken the valves and also the blood vessels. And then when you add in poor hygiene, the organisms that occur in our mouths, they travel through the system and they travel through the blood and blood vessels in those tissues and damage all those, cause delayed healing, and just make our bodies prone to infection. So it's a massive undertaking, and regular dental visits, regular dental hygiene will be a major, major, cause a major, major effect and an improvement. People will find it, they'll probably actually feel better after a basic cleaning.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and find out gum disease or the gums and how the gums are related to dental hygiene, because most of us don't focus on the gums and their role in oral hygiene. So we'll come back to Dr. Laura Muhammad after we say thank you to a sponsor who's made this particular program certainly able to be produced, if you will. And that's, of course, Upright Carpet Cleaning. Upright Carpet Cleaning, they are the pros. Cleaning carpets with top-of-the-line products, tip-top service, and affordable prices. Now, get three rooms cleaned, whether residential or commercial, for only $149. That's right, $149 gets the job done. Call Upright Carpet Cleaning, serving the DMV, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Call them 240-547-4569. So we're coming back to Dr. Muhammad. She is a dentist in the business, 30 to 35 years, giving us information we might have heard, but we're not taking it serious. But we do know heart disease is the number one killer. And black people are dying from heart disease, stroke, diabetes, some of, if not all of the diseases she mentioned. And we are relating what we're eating only to being the cause of these problems, when prevention could be keeping a clean mouth. We all like to take baths and showers, the external cleaning. We have that down. But the internal cleaning starts in the mouth. Digestion starts in the mouth, not in the stomach. So let's hear about the gums that hold the teeth in place, and really make an appointment with Dr. Muhammad if you are here in the DMV. She's not trying to hurt you in her prices. She's well-qualified. Omnimar Dental Spa is the name of her business, and I mean, it's a very relaxing environment indeed. So, Dr. Muhammad, you have the floor. Gum disease, how and what should we know about that problem?
You know, I'm glad you said that. We call it gum disease, and we should include bone disease when we describe it, because we say gums because the organisms that naturally occur in our mouth settle in around the gum line of each tooth. And while they're sitting there, they actually do damage. They actually cause an inflammatory response, swelling in that area. And as that happens, slowly the bone, your jawbone that actually supports your teeth and holds them in place, it actually damages the gum and the bone, and which causes a weakening and unfortunately a loosening of the teeth. So we should not say, even though we professionals really are really the cause of that, by calling it gum disease, we actually call it periodontal disease. Perio means around the tooth, a disease that occurs around the tooth. And I also like to mention the same thing as you mentioned too, the heart disease and the damage. We can also talk about blood pressure problems. Heart disease, blood pressure has been called a silent killer. We can call periodontal disease or gum disease. It used to be called pyorrhea too, a long time ago. All those are considered silent killers because they do a lot of damage. Heart disease, high blood pressure. No one feels real pain when they have high blood pressure. No one feels real pain when they have periodontal disease or gum disease. It's not until it's been there for a while, unchecked, that we find that either the person will have some type of heart ailment, a heart attack, or pain is or roughening, or you said arrhythmias, like you described earlier. That's when things like that will come to surface. Same thing with gum disease or periodontal disease. It doesn't hurt. It's just that people will say, you know, my gums bleed when I brush. My gums just bleed for some reason. My gums are kind of puffy looking. They don't look so good. No pain, but symptoms that we should pay attention to. Even the heart issues, a little fatigue, but you know, I'm just working hard. It's nothing to worry about. Well, it really is. So little things like that, that grow into big things, really, really need to pay attention to them and seek treatment at this early stage. So yes, it's really, really important to lay patients to little things, small things. I know sometimes I'll have a patient that will say that, I can't keep coming back and forth like this. Oh my goodness, this is too many visits. Well, two visits a year is not really that much just to get started. And if some other type of treatment is needed, it's better to get things when they're small than when they explode into something major. I will actually mention, as far as anybody, most of us, a good number of us, see our hair care people at least once a month, sometimes more. Nails get done, fingernails get done at least once a month. That's a regular barbershop. Visit. So why? Exactly. Barbershop, exactly. And that's usually every 2 weeks. So why not come and visit a dentist for some type of care at least four times a year? Was every 3 months? Yes, because we love to smile. We love to smile. We like eating. And all those things are greatly affected with poor hygiene and poor dental health. It is very difficult. That's among the saddest things to see when our seniors get to the point where they have a difficulty eating and chewing because they've lost so many teeth and because they have gotten to the point where they're unhealthy and the medicines and things like that they're taking that's supposed to bring them better health are not working. So it's a massive undertaking.
It really is.
Regular care no, would actually yeah. be the major, would be a major, major benefit. Okay,
Yes, ma'am. The whole key, excuse me, please, the whole key is prevention. We want to prevent major problems because the body indicates when something is coming up, when something is needs to be addressed. It's an ache in the head. Something in the body needs to be addressed. So it's all about prevention. We need to prevent what we are experiencing. I think people sometimes think it's normal. Oh, I got high blood pressure. It runs in my family. And they really believe that they can't do anything to help break that cycle with themselves and their children, or nieces, nephews, cousins don't have to experience that. You know, the jury is out on what is the dirtiest part of the body. Is it the hands or is it the mouth? People say the hands because the hands touch everything. What do you say, Dr. Muhammad?
You know, you said a mouthful, literally, that it could go both ways, especially the hands, definitely, because they touch everything. And frequent washing is crucial. And we found that during the pandemic when that was one of the things that we're asked to do, wash your hands frequently, not just hand sanitizer, but actually soap and water, which is the best proper thing to do. Same thing with the mouth. When you wake up in the morning or after a nap, your mouth has been closed, millions upon millions of organisms, bacteria, virus, all types developed in that time frame. And literally tens of millions have developed in the mouth. And that's why we get that so-called morning breath. So yes, it's crucial to actually brush the teeth and gently brush the tongue and just the inside of the gum to remove that layer. That's extremely important. And when you said the hands, it is important to use soap and water and mechanical motion to wash the hands, not just hand sanitizer. Same thing with the mouth. Brush the teeth, brush the tongue, not just mouthwash. It is important to wipe off the offending organism, the offending agent that sits on the surface of the tooth and sits on the tongue and on the cheek area. Because organisms that sit on the tongue, that will also could lead to thrush, which is a fungus that collects. Because we do have those type of organisms in our mouths, too, fungus do occur there also. So that was really key, what you said, connecting the two. Same thing. And also, there's no such thing as, you said, minor things that we sort of ignore. There's no such thing as it's okay for your gums to bleed. If your hand just bleeds when you wipe it or wash it, you'd have a fit. You run to the doctor. Same thing. If your gums and your teeth bleed, that's the same thing needs to happen. Run to get medical dental care. And that's another thing that I like to mention, that for too many years, the medical profession, our medical doctors, had not really paid proper attention to the effect that the mouth has on the rest of the body. So there was, unfortunately, or there is, not just was, an intent to push more medication on the patient rather than primary preventive care. Like you keep saying, that you've been saying throughout this entire process that we've been talking. So thank you very much for that.
Well, I tell you, you have shared a wealth of information. I'm going to thank another sponsor in just a moment. But one thing that you've been saying, Dr. Laura Muhammad, is the advice and the suggestions, the information, the guidance you're giving us. We can do these things. They are not expensive. It's expensive when we don't do those things. Not only expensive in money, but mostly in our health. Everything you have explained to us can prevent pneumonia. We didn't talk about pneumonia yet. And prevent heart disease, stroke, and all of these other atrocious diseases that we have related to food only, but oral hygiene has been ignored. We want to ask what type of toothbrush, when we come back from the break, that you recommend, because, again, these things are preventable. Visiting our dentist is crucial and should be as important as taking a shower or a bath to clean the external organ of the skin. And we got that's critical and important. But missing the mouth, as she just explained, when we first wake up and swallow. So if you're going out and we're not brushing our teeth, oh, my breath tastes okay today. I brush it when I get back, and you forget. We want to develop a better routine, a more serious routine of understanding from this interview and maybe other articles you have read, but Dr. Laura Muhammad has said a mouthful. Keep it right here on NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people. We're found at www.blackonblackunity.com, 24/7, profanity-free. Thank you to the thank you to S&B Movers. They are the very best to call when you need to move, or simply you have large furniture you want hauled away. Their service is reliable, affordable, and dependable. In today's market, with escalating prices all around us, S&B Movers are keeping their prices reasonable, and their services remain exceptional and professional. S&B Movers. They serve as far north as New York City and as far south as Georgia. Call the professionals, S&B Movers, 240-507-7103. So Dr. Laura Muhammad, we go to the dollar store. I'm one of the biggest ones there at the dollar store. So don't get it twisted. And we see toothbrushes. Oh, it's the $1.25 store. Okay. We go and, we try to get things to the best of our ability. Everybody is feeling this price crunch. So you get to the dollar store, oh, I can get four toothbrushes for $1.25. Save money. Please tell us, what is the best type of toothbrush we should purchase when we're taking our oral hygiene seriously?
Well, always the best type is a soft toothbrush. Avoid the hard and medium toothbrushes, because a soft toothbrush can remove the plaque buildup. Is the bacteria, the organisms that sit on your teeth, on your gums, and they're soft. It can be moved away with a soft toothbrush. A soft toothbrush does not do the kind of damage to your gum tissue or your bone and your enamel, because these kind of things, hard toothbrushes, can abrade or cause like an erosion of the tooth structure, enamel structure. And you don't want that to happen. So you want to be gentle with it. And you also want to take your time with the toothbrush. Gently have the toothbrush gently around your gum line and do circular motions. You literally want to brush one or two teeth at a time. Take your time. Brush the cheek side of each tooth, the top side where you chew your food, and the tongue side, the side of the tooth that is facing the tongue area. Each tooth has five different surfaces. The top, the cheek, the top where you chew your food, the cheek side, and the tongue side. And then there are two sides in between your teeth. So there's five sides. So take your time and clean each surface with the toothbrush. And then also get something to clean between your teeth, a piece of floss, the little string between your teeth, up and down alongside each tooth. And there are some little brushes that will help you go between your teeth also. Little small brushes. You can scan the dental. Actually, the dollar store has those also, interdental brushes. Floss, everything actually can be found in the dollar store. It's just a matter of taking your time and slowly, carefully, methodically brushing each surface. Also, for anyone who has, along with going to the dentist for a dental visit, for an immediate treatment, go into the dollar store or the food area and get some salt and rinse with warm salt water at least 3 times a day. That can definitely help. Also, if you're to actually save, if you want the toothpaste, you can also go into the food area and get some baking soda. That can be a little baking soda and water to make a little slurry mixture, and you can scoop up that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth with that. And if you are having bleeding, you can make a little baking soda and peroxide mixture and brush your teeth with that. And also, if you want to use toothpaste, that's fine too. The important part is to use a soft toothbrush and go slow. Brush gently around the gum line of each tooth and make sure that you cover and brush all 5 surfaces of each tooth in your mouth. Extremely important. Extremely important. Just take your time. And then definitely go have a dental professional cleaning done 2x a year. Now, you mentioned something really important when you said pneumonia. And that's really important because lung diseases, the organisms that are found in our mouths, when they track their way into our lung area, they do set up bronchitis, pneumonia. They also have been associated with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is a very debilitating condition. Very hard to breathe, makes moving and functioning and just regular activity a chore. Regular, because you're having trouble breathing well. So it just makes everything that we do a chore. So simple things like proper cleaning and regular visits throughout our lives does make a difference. Just consider this, that when we buy a car, we do go see our mechanic every so many thousands of miles, because we're not going to miss the oil change, we're not going to miss the tire rotation, all these things that keep our weekly car wash. We're going to make sure that car, that hunk of metal or fiberglass, gets well taken care of. And we spend more time rubbing the scratches out of the paint finish and making sure that everything looks nice and shiny, and then rush through a brushing. Brush your teeth real fast. Zip, 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 me, get on my way. Got to go. Also, an electric toothbrush is nice too, because it does make it easier to go from tooth to tooth in the area. You just click the machine on and just put the toothbrush on each tooth, a few seconds on each tooth, on each side, each of the 4 or 5 sides. That can be an easy route also. And it's fun, and it's and you get the job done faster. So that's another type of device to use. Just don't spend a whole bunch of money on them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to change them out every 3 months at least, or if you get sick, you need to change your toothbrush.
I see, and don't ever share your toothbrush. Well, we kissed this morning, but your germs are unique to him. So he may have something you don't even know he has. Now you may have it.
That's true. That has been shown that sharing is not necessary.
Yes, ma'am. So we're going to wrap it on up. We want to get your certainly get your contact information, how we get to you, and how we can get in that comfortable dental chair and allow you to do what you do, and that's to help us have better oral hygiene. You have certainly given us a great understanding where we have to reprioritize our lives to live life and live it more abundantly, because we can prevent. It's not always a drug and a pill that has to take place. Maybe you can also give us your opinion, or not opinion, but your assessment of implants, or the old style dentures. So let's say thank you first to making it possible, and that's KD Contractors, and then then you'll have the floor, ma'am. Listen up, y'all. I mean, listen up, everyone. Are you sick and tired of contractors coming to your homes, robbing you blind? I know I am. Well, our dreams are not dreams anymore. KD Contractors, in the business of home repair, minor and major needs, are the experts. They're reliable and they are affordable. KD Contractors are in the DMV. They do it all except HVAC work. Roofing, power washing, plumbing, painting, floors, you name it, they do it. They do it right, and it's refreshingly affordable. Call. Get your no-cost estimate. Don't put it off. Call today, 202-910-1414. KD Contractors. I thank you for all of those black advertisers, and I pray that we do give them a call, give them an opportunity to see and allow them to do what they do. Back to our guest in our final moments, Dr. Laura Muhammad. Implants or dentures, real quickly, and then please give your contact information, if you will.
Well, yes, I would definitely. If a tooth is removed, you're right, a tooth is removed, a tooth needs to be replaced, because removing teeth beforehand causes the rest of the dentition to shift. Just like when little children lose their baby teeth a little bit before the adult teeth are pushing their way in, and we have to get little space maintainers to keep the area open, because if the baby tooth is lost too soon, the adult teeth usually are squeezed out. The baby teeth shift, and there's no space for the adult teeth to come in, which causes crowding and the need for braces later on, which is another expense for the parent. Same thing happens with adult teeth. When teeth are removed out of the dentition, everything is lined up nicely. God has us all our teeth lined up nicely. And when one is taken out of formation, the other teeth try to squeeze and move in to fill in that empty space, which is normal. It's not natural to have empty spaces. Your body goes in automatic repair mode to try to fill in the spaces. So it's very important to get something. If it's a little partial, yes. Something a little denture to fill in the space to keep everything in place, that would be very important to do that. Or bridge work. These are crowns that connect together to fill in the missing spaces. Or, like you said, implants, which are individual roots. They are really individual roots and teeth that can be inserted into those spaces, and they last a very, very long time with proper maintenance and proper care. Extremely important. Anytime there's new equipment, and I'll call dentures or implants or fillings, new dental equipment, it's important to maintain them just as well or even better than you would maintain your natural teeth, because these are artificial, man-made, and they do not have the inherent strength of your natural teeth. So they have to have better care so that they can last longer. So can I mention real quick the importance of pregnant women or anyone who intends to have.
I'm so sorry. I wanted to get into it, and I just said, look, I will ask you to give out your phone number, because we just didn't get it in, the pregnancy and birth complications that are highly associated with poor dental hygiene. I apologize, we don't have the time right now, but what people can do who need to know, we all need to know, whether you have children or not, what is your contact information, and they can call you and be able to talk to you one-on-one without the restraints of time, please. I apologize. Go ahead, ma'am. Contact.
Yes, the phone number to contact for a dental appointment is 202-905-4430. 202-905-4430. And let me take most the local DC Medicaid plans and PPO dental insurances. Most of those we accept.
Can people walk in? Do you have walk-ins, or they have to make an appointment?
They need to call. That's important for them to call, because it wouldn't be good if there's people already there in the office for treatment. With the with the COVID precautions, they don't recommend people just coming in, gathering into the lobbies of the offices anymore like it used to happen.
Yeah.
It's important to have. Yes, that's really important.
Yes, indeed. I have to shut it down. I think we got a wealth of information. If you need, desire more information, especially as she was trying to get it in about the pregnancy, there is a huge relationship with poor hygiene and good hygiene and healthy children. Please give Dr. Laura Muhammad a call and follow up and take the great advice she has given us today. Thank you, Dr. Laura. Thank you to our advertisers, again, who made this program possible. Thank you to the listeners, indeed, and thank you to Queen, our engineer, this morning. Stay tuned. We have another great program coming up, and that is with Dr. Willie J. Timmons. And he has written the book of all times about the personal, private, professional, political life and legacy of the Honorable Shirley Anita St. Hill Chisholm Hardwick. I mean, I thought I knew this woman, but when I read this book, I only began to understand she was a woman ahead of her time. So keep it right here on Neo2X Radio, Voice of the People, www.blackonblackunity.com. Keep it right here. Peace.